Hey, it's Travis with Oscar Mike Radio for this show on Thanksgiving. I'm doing a little bit differently. I'm going to take some scenes, stitch them together, and tell you what I'm thankful for. And I'm in P.O. Square in Boston right now. It's about lunchtime on a nice fall day. Look at that gray sky. Wouldn't be New England otherwise. And I'm thankful, you know, for the career I have. And the submariner who 25 years ago rolled the dice on me and said, you know what, he'll be just fine. I've got him. I am thankful for you, Bob Land, because that changed my life and started me on a whole different progression that I wouldn't have had otherwise. And, you know, 25 years ago, almost to the day, I was interviewing with my current employer, wondering if I had what it took to get this job and provide for my family. I'm still here. It's because another veteran took a chance on me. Another veteran said, you know what, he'll be fine. Another veteran said, you know what, I've got him. I'll show him the way. And it's part of the reason that I try to give back the way I do. Somebody did it for me. I did not do this alone. That's the thing that I want you to understand is you can't do this alone. You're going to need somebody to go to bat for you. And what you can do when they go to bat for you is make sure that you give them 100% of your commitment because of what they did for you. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful. This opportunity allowed me to move my life forward, provide for my family and my children, and completely change the whole arc of my professional career. So I'm very thankful today. You know, yeah, it's a beautiful sunny New England day here in the fall. The tree's beautiful behind me, but at the end of the day, I'm thankful. I am super thankful for what I have. A lot of veterans struggle after they get out in the job field. And yeah, I had my lumps. I had to take my growing pains. But I'm extremely thankful for those who went to bat for me, for those who supported me, and for those who kept encouraging me throughout this time. So I'm just thankful. I'm ending this year with a very big sense of gratitude. It's a special time for me, coming up on 25 years. And for those of you who know me, where I work, thank you for making this whole experience what it is. Couldn't have done it without you. And there's more to do. So again, this won't be a super long podcast. I've got a couple of these I'm going to do. And I'm going to put them all together and make a big podcast out of them. But that's kind of how I wanted to do this show for Oscar Mike Radio. You know, just certain things as in my day that I'm thankful for. And how I got there and what effect it's had on me. And sometimes it's not the money or the material things or the possessions. It's simply somebody did it for me. And I hope that you've seen I'm doing it for somebody else. And I'm thankful. I'm grateful for the opportunity to do it. And it never gets old. Never gets old seeing somebody come out of the military, transition, and succeed in life. And I want you to know I'm your biggest cheerleader. Even if I don't know you, the fact that you're doing it, staying in your fight, sticking to your plan, working the plan, working, sometimes in silence, sometimes in darkness, no one sees what you do. But I know you're out there, and I appreciate everything you're doing. And I'm not crying. I'm just, it's this thing with my eye. My God. Ever since I got the cornea scratched off in the Marine Corps, it has been like this, but hey, I'm thankful that I can see. See, it's little things. So I'm thankful now. I'll go to my next thing later, and I'll put this all together in one big show. Thank you for watching. And on this Thanksgiving, remember, you got a lot to be thankful for. All right, so the day didn't work out the way I wanted to in terms of recording, but to kind of pick up the theme of where I'm at, you know, I'm riding home on the train, and I'm thankful for the train. As odd as that might seem, some days I'm not too thankful with it being late, or, you know, it's usually on track 13 or 12, and today it was on track 8, which messes up the entire flow. Like, hey, you know, what are you doing to us? And they're putting in these gates that are really funny. You know, you can't exit without scanning your phone. And I'm saying, what happens if you don't have your phone? How's it all work? But I'm thankful that I don't have to ride in Route 3 traffic every day, an hour and a half to work. It's literally taking me over two hours to drive from my house to Logan Airport, which is 26 miles away. Yeah, 2 hours, two and a half sometimes. That's not an exaggeration. That is the way it is. And so as much as sometimes a train annoys me, I'm thankful that I have the train. I'm thankful for everything around Oscar Mike Radio. I'm thankful for the people that check in regularly and listen. I thank you for the amazing support I've got from Eric Buckley and Jameson Buckley and Aiden Buckley and LeadSpot and Outright.ai. I'm thankful for when my sons listen and say, Dad, that was a really cool show. I really enjoyed that. I'm like, oh, wow, they listened. They actually told dear old Dad what was going on. That's the best. And, you know, I have other people who support me, Gina Alderman, Danielle Rocco, Joyce Asak, Travis Arnold, Faye Simon. You all mean a lot to me, and I wouldn't be here without you all. And a big shout out to James Walsh in Teaneck, New Jersey for Trophy King. Trophy King makes a lot of my specialty items, the cups you see and other things, lanyards. That's all him. He does a great job and supports veterans and schools and police officers and law enforcement, first responders in the New Jersey area. Just a great businessman, great man, and I really appreciate what you've done for me. I'm going to go back to my sons. Now they're becoming young men. They're still my babies, but, you know, I don't have any teenagers anymore. And that's really kind of messed with me a little bit. Like, hey, you don't have teenagers anymore. And I'm like, wow, I'm getting old, whether I like it or not. And they're so full of life and vibrant and excited about the future and, you know, hopeful for, you know, good outcomes and things like that, that I wish them all the best. And, you know, all three of them have been the best thing that ever happened to me. And I want you all to know that. I'm just thankful for you all, every one of you. They're all different. All three of them are very different people. And sometimes they're very similar in the same way. It's really surreal as a parent to watch that and to get to experience it up close. And, you know, my oldest, just is blazing his own path and doing the hard work now to get it done. And, you know, my middle son is finding his way on his own time and has lived his life authentically. You know, he's very proud of the fact that he has bought all his own vehicles by himself. And, you know, he has other interests that are really cool and things that he wants to do. And seeing him grow into what he's doing has just been amazing. And to my youngest, I really appreciate when you come down to the gym, you come in and see dear old Dad, you know, doing the weightlifting, and, you know, you encourage me or take a photo or talk to me. It means the world to me. They're the best thing that ever happened to me. They really are. I'm thankful for weightlifting. And I say that a lot. I haven't talked about it a lot on Oscar Mike Radio, but there was a time where I didn't know if I'd ever lift weights again. And, you know, 4.5 years later, good stuff's happening. Good stuff's happening. Weightlifting kind of keeps me centered. And I like the aspect of competition. And I like the idea that you can compete at a high level no matter what age you are. And sometimes your biggest competitor is looking at you right in the mirror. And so, you know, I hope to continue to prove that out. But man, I am grateful for every rep, lift, stretch, exercise that I do that I'm not good at, that I need to work on. And I'm thankful every time I can go out there and compete. And it means a lot to me. This aspect of thankfulness during this time, I know for a lot of veterans, including myself, and for people in general, it's a hard time. It is a very, very hard time. If you've dealt with loss, if you've dealt with family stuff, if you've dealt with other things, it can be extremely difficult. And it's tempting to be alone or to become withdrawn from people. Sometimes it's not a bad thing. Sometimes, you know, for me during this time, I just want to, you know, sit there with my sons and, you know, we'll play Mario Kart or we'll watch the game or we'll just, you know, go for a walk in Ames. No, that's our thing to do. And it's just precious, precious time with them. So that's good. And sometimes I do. I'm like, you know, yeah, come over for Thanksgiving, Travis. Got your turkey leg all here for you. I'm all about that. And I'm thankful for those times. I'm thankful for the country that I live in. I know it may seem that, you know, America is just one problem after another. But I can promise you, you start traveling abroad just a little bit, and you'll get a real appreciation for what we have here and what we can do with it. And I think more Americans need to get out of their comfort zone, their cloistered sections of their life, and understand how other people in other parts of the world live and what we would consider, you know, basic is luxury to them. We have it really good here. And I don't think it's wrong to want to keep that for our children and their children's children. And I am thankful for everybody who has fought to defend this idea of America. I'm thankful for everybody who's serving right now, who are possibly hundreds, if not thousands of miles away from their family and friends during this time. I appreciate what you're doing. I've been there myself. And I know what that's like. And I'm thankful for all the first responders, the law enforcement, and the nurses especially, who instead of being able to spend a whole day with their families on Thanksgiving, they are working in a hospital, in an ambulance, in an operating room, saving lives or keeping people fed, taking care of, meds, you know, delivered, all that. You have my thanks. You have my thanks. I don't know what's going to happen with this show as we go into 2026, which will be the official year 10 for Oscar Mike Radio. But it's going to be exciting, and I know it's Thanksgiving and the football game is on right now, but I've always done a show for Thanksgiving, whether I, you know, anybody listens or not. And if you stop by during this broadcast or, you know, podcast, drop me a line, thank you. You could be doing something else, but I appreciate you stopping by, and I hope you have a safe holiday season. And if you travel for Thanksgiving, I hope you have safe travels back to your home. But more importantly, I hope you enjoy the time with your family and friends and the ones you love. So again, a nice short little episode tonight. I did it in, I started off in the park. It's one of my favorite places in Boston. It's a real jewel. I hope it stays that way. I find a lot of respite there for a lot of reasons. And I was supposed to do this all around, but it didn't quite work out. But I'm here now, and I just want you to know that you can find gratitude anywhere. And I'll close with this. I am thankful that whoever you are, you've been there for me when I need you the most. Remission in flight.